Koinonia, a place of encounter with the Holy Spirit, and transformation by the principles of God's kingdom.
Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands to heaven and just bless the Lord. Lift your hands, wave it to Jesus from side to side. Bless the name of the Lord. Sheleke paruski ata haskada balakatos. Thank you. Go ahead and bless him for the mighty miracles. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus. Hallelujah. I'd like us to just thank the Lord. Listen carefully. You see, one of the secrets to securing the hand of God is to be sensitive enough to thank him for everything. There are no cheap miracles when it has to do with the God of the Bible. Are we together? Yes. In 1 minute, as a family of faith and all connecting from around the world, can you say thank you, Jesus? Thank you, Jesus, for healings, supernatural provisions. Thank you. Restoration. Mention them and say thank you. Are you blessing him? It's part of the service.
You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Truly you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. For the Lord God Almighty reigns. Hallelujah.
Sela bakatuzia. Ela parusa dia lagata diada.
For the Lord God Almighty reigns. Hallelujah.
Lift your hands.
Holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. What is the land? What is the land?
Just the voices.
You are holy, Are you Lord God Almighty? Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We bless you. We thank you. Be glorified. Be glorified.
This is your house, your home. We welcome you, Lord, we welcome you. This is your house, your home. We welcome you today. This is your house, your home. We welcome you, Lord, we welcome you. This is your.
I am your house.
I am your house, your home. I welcome you.
Alabashalakata. The voice is, I am your house.
I am your house.
Ah.
Your I welcome you. Lord, I welcome you. I am your house. Your
this place, O Lord, remain a place of signs and wonders. Let this house remain a place of your presence. Let it remain a place of salvation, a place of encounters, a place of transformation. Oh, we desire your presence, we desire your presence, we desire your glory. We know the value of your presence. We know the value of your word. We know the value of your spirit.
I love your presence. I love your presence. I love you, Jesus. I love. I love your presence. I love. I love your presence. I love you.
I love. I love you, Jesus. Listen, one of the things that I pray that we will learn is the sincerity and the purity of worship. We're people of excellence and we're organized people, but when you stand before Him, you must be unashamed about taking off your golden crown.
I cast my crown before
the highest royalty. I am undone before your glorious majesty. I truly cast my crown before Alabash Alanda Pratyasa. I am undone before. You're the King of kings and Lord of lords. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord. Your glorious majesty. Yeah. Balakata branda da balakosia ka Sike prato shala brande ke de balada da balada ba Don't be tired. We are not wasting our time, I assure you. These are the secrets of his presence. One genuine encounter can give you a decade worth of results. It pays to spend time in his presence. Ah. Shalabarate sigede baladiyata. Take your place, take your place, Lord. Take your place in my life, take your place, Lord. You are the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, the Holy. The Holy Ghost, you are the Holy Ghost. Take your place, take your place, take your place. But be ye filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, making melody in your heart unto the Lord. Hala shalanda brande ke parusia talatia. Worthy, worthy.
the Lamb worthy. Oh, we cast our crowns tonight. Worthy is the Lamb. Say, worthy, worthy is the faithful, faithful, faithful is the faithful. Mighty is the Lamb, mighty,
mighty
is the Lamb. Oh, 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 shena de na na Maria na na masida da. Oh, oh, oh.
These are the unctions that distinguish us. Just a few minutes and we'll be seated. Don't miss out in the atmosphere.
Your name is called Emmanuel. Your name is called Emmanuel. Your name is called Emmanuel.
Ah.
Your name is God,
Emmanuel. Your name is God, Emmanuel.
The Lion of the tribe of Judah lives in me. He's walking inside. The Lion of the tribe of Judah lives in me. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah lives in me. Hey. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah lives in me. The Lion of the tribe of Judah lives in me. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah lives in me. The Lion of the tribe of Judah lives in me.
He is walking inside me.
The Lord is speaking to me that He's rolling away reproach. He's rolling away reproach from individuals. Sabarata katabia. Rolling away reproach from families. Oh yes, they laughed at you and they mocked you. But my God is about to rise as a mighty, terrible one. A mighty, terrible one. In the name of Jesus, may that grace and that unction come upon you. Rolling away reproach. He said, for your shame you shall receive double. For your shame you shall receive double. Believe the prophetic word. For your shame you shall receive double.
I will be still and know you are God. My soul be still and know you are God. Truly I will be still.
This is a word for someone. I'm not singing a song, I'm prophesying.
I will be still.
Take your eyes away from the storms.
Your soul be still and know that He is God. My soul be still.
Listen, we are going to sit shortly, but I sense in my spirit that God is just lifting burdens. There are people who came here with bills, came here with things that are pressing your neck.
Though I walk through the valley, Lord, I fear no evil. By the waters still my soul, my heart will trust.
Take your eyes away from the challenges.
My eyes will trust.
Just one more time and we'll be seated.
Though I walk through the valley, I fear no my heart will trust.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Who is Gabriel? I'm hearing a name, Gabriel. Who is Gabriel? We'll be seated shortly. But the Lord is ministering to me. I'm hearing a name, Gabriel. God is bringing a very strange visitation for the family of Gabriel. Just, please, where is that person? Let me just pray for you shortly. Gabriel. While we're doing that, I just want to minister. While David was here ministering, I sat back there and the Lord opened my eyes and I saw chains, not on people's feet, but on their hand. This is a limitation against the works of your hand and your productivity. I want to break that chain right now. Gabriel. Who is Gabriel? You're all Gabriel. I want to pray. What do you do, my friend?
I'm teaching.
I want to pray. There is a family. My dear, look at me. This lady. I'm seeing an angel pouring oil on this lady. And the Lord is saying he's shifting her family to a new dimension. I stretch my hands and I declare, you will drink of this wine. You will shift to levels beyond your imagination. In the name of Jesus, who is the Christ of God. I pray for you, Gabriel. Everything that represents, please make sure that you're not just coming out carelessly, please. Hallelujah. This is koinonia. The power of God is going to come on one of you. When that happens, then I'll speak to you. This is the instruction God is giving me. There's a mighty anointing that is going to come on one of you. Is a grace that is breaking the yoke of delay. In the name of Jesus, every yoke of delay. I'm praying for this family, but I'm praying by extension to everyone. In the name that is above all names, let it be broken now. Let it be broken now by the power that raised Christ from the dead. Let it be broken now. I release those families in the name of Jesus Christ. Now the Lord is that spirit. I'm ready to pray. Just a few minutes. I saw the hands of people tied with chains. No matter what you do, it doesn't seem to work. It works for others, but when it gets to your turn, there will always be one story or the other. Fire is about to fall. Shanabakata. I stretch my hands. Bring them out. Everyone under the influence of this ministration, if there is any power holding your hands and your productivity, in the name of Jesus Christ, I declare, may that yoke be broken now. Skatabakatokatepata. Chains be broken now. Chains be broken now. Chains be broken now. I'm seeing fire rest on people. Bring them. Chains be broken. It's impossible to be here and not have results. This is koinonia. I declare chains be broken. Atmosphere shift now. Chains be broken. One more time. Atmosphere. Prophesy. I'm seeing a vision of an employment letter. In 2 weeks, three people from one family. In 2 weeks, this is what the Lord is revealing. Three people from one family. I stand by the God of heaven and I declare this as a prophetic word. Let it be, you will marvel and wonder at the supernatural power of the Holy Ghost. I declare it as a prophetic word in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is showing me people who have been around projects, simple things that should be finished on time. Some of you, it has taken years. You start businesses, you start things, that finisher's grace is not there. I want to pray for you in the name of Jesus. Everything you have started and the devil will not want you to finish it, I stand by the God of heaven. Whether it's a building project, whether it's a business, whether it's a spiritual adventure, I release the finisher's anointing upon you. The finisher's anointing upon you. The finisher's anointing, the hand of Zerubbabel that began this work, I prophesy that same hand will complete it in the name of Jesus Christ. There are people here, you've been part of the lifting of many people, but they've forgotten about you. There is a book in the spirit called the Book of Remembrance. The Bible says, and that night could not King Ahasuerus sleep. And he said, bring me the chronicles. I'm speaking to someone by the spirit. And Mordecai had saved the king, but he was not rewarded. I speak to you, no matter how long it has been, that every reward that should have come to you by reason of your participating in the success of others and you've been forgotten, in the name that is above all names, may the Book of Remembrance be open for you now. Believe it. This is not motivation. May the Book of Remembrance be open for you now. For all of you who are out here, I declare those chains are broken forever. Broken forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. You've been married 2 years, no child. 2 years, no child. 2 years. Let me just pray for that person. 2 years. I'm not saying you are trusting God, it's an exact word. 2 years, where are you? How many years? 2 years, come. Is your wife here? No. I'm seeing your wife following this program in a vision now. Where is she? Hallelujah. Huh?
At home.
This is what I'm saying. What's her name?
Rewrite.
Because I'm seeing that she's watching this same program.
Yes, sir.
The power of God as he's touching you.
Yes, sir.
He's going to touch her right
now. Amen.
You believe that? The wonder working power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands. I don't care what the medical report is. In the name that is above all names, I declare, according to the time of life, this is the same altar you will stand with your miracle children. Receive it right now for you and for your wife. In the name of Jesus Christ. This lady, my dear, what's your name? Who is Tabitha?
I'm Tabitha.
What's your name?
Tabitha Galba.
The Lord is saying that the season of captivity has come to an end. Where are you coming from?
Taraba State.
Taraba State.
Yes, sir.
All the way. You've been trusting God for the fruit of the womb.
Yes, sir.
Go back. You have a baby girl, then a baby boy. This is what the Lord has revealed to me. In the name of Jesus Christ. The wonder working power of His Spirit. Listen to me, every one of you who is standing here for this prophetic word. Why is that woman standing there? Madam, where are you coming from?
Here in Abuja.
You're trusting God for the fruit of the womb? No, I'm not seeing the issue of a child. What is moving in your stomach?
Okay, sir.
I want to pray for you. Why are you here?
My sister's marriage.
No, I want to pray for you, madam. Leave the issue of your sister's marriage. I want to pray so that they will not tell you something is growing in your stomach. I'm looking at you and I'm seeing something moving. And then I'm seeing a medical report and they're saying you have fibroid. You see what is happening? I want to pray for you. Leave the issue of your sister. Let God deal with your issue. Every tree that has not been planted by my Father in your body, shabakatakatapatata, and around your life, let it be uprooted right now. 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 Where are you coming from, sir? Yes. What
Abuja.
Do you do?
Property.
Huh?
Property, sir.
But it has not been working.
Yes, sir.
It started from 2018.
Yes, sir.
Nothing at all moving.
Yes, sir.
Is that true?
Yes, sir.
You've not been able to sell anything. People will promise you and go behind you and sell property.
Exactly,
this is
sir.
What the Lord is showing me.
Yes,
but in the month of June,
yes,
there will be a miracle that God is going to give you. Take that grace. I stretch my hands towards you. In the name of Jesus, the embargo of delay and retrogression, let it come to an end. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Just one, my God. Can you imagine? We have a lot to do, but am I wasting your time? There's someone you came from. You are a woman. You came from United Kingdom, the UK. Who is that? You're among those standing here. I'm not talking of those who come. When did you come here?
Last night.
Last night?
Yes.
What are you trusting God for?
Depression with psychotic symptoms.
I want to pray for you. There is this. Look at me. Where are you from originally?
Benue State.
Benue State. Look at me. I'm looking at you. I'm not a prophet of doom. But I'm looking at a tree. And I'm hearing a name, Aleku. This is Benue. Where are you from?
Benue State.
Yes.
This
thing projects madness because I'm seeing that this is what is happening. What did the doctor say wrong with you?
I'm sorry.
What did the doctor say is wrong with you?
They said I have depression with psychotic symptoms.
That's what I'm telling you. I am seeing that this is madness. I'm seeing this lady just walking around and they are giving her injections and saying you calm down. This is not a medical condition. I stand by the God of heaven and I decree and I declare. Hear me. Shekete pakatapada. Every altar that speaks against you, every altar that speaks against your rising, I stand by the God of heaven. It catches fire right now. It catches fire right now. It catches fire. It catches fire right now. You're her husband, sir?
I'm here from UK too. And she stayed with me.
Talk to us. Hold on.
Yeah, I came from UK too.
Okay, you came from UK.
Yeah,
with
she's
her.
She's my wife's very good friend.
Okay.
We grew up together. She has manifested symptoms in my presence in the UK. Madness, everything madness
in the UK. She's her husband has left her more than, you know.
20 years. How many years?
20 years.
I hope you are not embarrassed. We are not prophesying to embarrass you. I hope you understand. You've been alone.
I've been alone, yes.
There is a God in heaven, my brothers and my sisters. There is a God in heaven. Don't cry. Your deliverer is coming. Your deliverer is standing by. Your deliverer is coming.
Your deliverer is standing by.
Stand up. Madam, don't cry. He said, weep not. For the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, is worthy to open the book and unlock the scroll. I want to pray and break this demonic thing that is manifesting as madness. I'm not saying the doctors are wrong. Are you getting me? Doctors are instruments of God's mercy. But this one is not a medical condition. This one is a demonic thing. In the name of Jesus, blotting out every handwriting, the Bible says, and every ordinance that spoke against us, that he nailed it to his cross. I speak to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, let this spirit live your life now. Amen. Never to return. Amen. And I prophesy restoration. Amen. It is not only things that God restores, he can restore time. He said, and I will restore the years, not just the things. Let me tell you how God restores. He does not restore by taking you backward. He takes what should be and bring it forward. That's how God restores. What do you do, sir?
Pharmacist.
Where's your wife?
She's in the UK now.
She's in the UK?
I live in the UK.
Oh, you live in the UK.
I just came for a business.
I'm not seeing a pharmacist, so I'm seeing a businessman.
Hallelujah.
Look at me. Stand up. I hope you're not embarrassed. Because I'm looking at you, there is a grace for wealth that is coming on you. You believe that, sir? You will marvel and wonder. This is not about UK or Nigeria. It's what you carry. Are we together now? I want to pray for you. I stretch my hands. You see, this is not about calling somebody who is wealthy. There is a grace that makes men. I stretch my hands in the name of Jesus, who is the Son of the living God. Sir, I stand by the God who called me. In 6 months, as you are standing here, your life will change in a way that will surprise you. In the name of Jesus Christ. What do you do?
At the moment, I'm not.
You're not doing anything?
Yes, sir. But it's due to this condition.
This condition. No, it will not return to you again. In the name of Jesus. You came here to receive. You flew 7 hours not to waste your time. There is a God in heaven. This is Koinonia. There is a grace for favor that I want to release on your life. When that is done, you go back to UK and watch what happens. Esther chapter 2 and verse 15. The B part. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of how many? All them that looked upon her. Not all them that she did business with. All them that looked upon her. It has nothing to do with business. Provided you have the eyes to see, it is a grace that compels something from you. I stretch my hands in the name of Jesus, who is the helper of us all. May that grace, the Esther anointing, let it come upon your life. You will go back to UK a sign and a wonder. In the name of Jesus Christ, God bless you. Please return back to your seat rejoicing. All of you, return back to your seats rejoicing. Hallelujah. You see, I really believe that the church is a solution center. We are not a nuisance to society. We are not a nuisance to civilization. The Lord anointed us to provide supernatural solutions. The society should know that it pays to serve the Lord and it pays to prioritize Jesus. It should not just be some religious people who do things on Sunday. No. Hallelujah. That every time you show up, the 2, 3, or 4 hours you spend in his presence, it will be time that was worth it. It won't be that you went back and say, I wasted time, I would have been doing something. No. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Good evening, everybody. God bless you. Please be seated. Please be seated.
Amen.
Now, I thank every one of you. Thank you so much for your love and all that you continue to do. I celebrate all who are at the overflows down to the basement, outside, and following from around the world. It's an honor to serve his purposes and to contribute to the maturing and the building of the body. Praise the name of the Lord. Very quickly, we've been on this prayer series, and this will be the last session. We're going to pray tonight. Do you love prayer? In the name of Jesus Christ. So somewhere in this service, we are going to pray. He spake a parable to the end that men ought always to pray and not to faint. But let me just perform a function very quickly. It is with such great joy, delight, and honor. I want to introduce a man. He truly is a father. And I had the privilege of meeting this great general of God a few years ago. And he's one of the oldest, I believe, serving men of God in this country and even across the continent of Africa. Praise the name of the Lord. And he truly is a father, an extremely humble man that God has so honored from the east of the Niger, Enugu State. A house of honor that we not only recognize him but bring him up here and we just allow him, even if it's just in a minute or two, to say hello and just speak a father's blessing. Is that all right? Ladies and gentlemen, please be upstanding and help me welcome a father and for many a grandfather, Bishop Onubogu. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Please, protocol, help him up. This way, sir. Please. Help him up. Keep clapping. Keep clapping. Keep clapping. Keep clapping. Praise the name of the Lord. Daddy, just to bless the people. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. So excited to be here. I come from the city of Enugu. I come from the east, where this man of God has affected us so heavily. I thank God that at 82, I can witness this. Koinonia is an apostolic house. Koinonia is a place to seek recovery. I just want to say one thing, and that is by the revelation of God. God introduced me to this servant. Though there's a young man here through whom I met him, but then God introduced me to him. And that's why I follow him. That's why I have been on the net for all the programs you had here. But this time, he told me to go forward. God introduced him as a bridge. Please hear me. Hear me very well. A bridge to the nations to bring the young and then the older ones together. The young to honor the older generation and the older generation to love and respect the young. Let me end by saying this. I bring greetings from Ebonyi. I bring greetings from Awka. I bring greetings from Onitsha. I bring greetings from Umuahia, where we have been affected. Finally, please be careful. This is an apostolic house. The young ones are coming. The older generations are rushing into this place. Thank you so much, Apostle. Lift up your hands wherever you are. You have also entered the fifth month of the year, the month of May. This is the second day of May. May must yield to you. Yeah. Even though you do not qualify, something has been worked out in your favor. Hey! Hey! The doors you did not knock at, you didn't knock at that door, but that door is opening to you. Again, he's ready to fight more battles on your behalf. More victories on your behalf. And then you will have more celebrations. Lift up your hands, lift up your hands, lift up your hands. What you have entered into in this season through Koinonia is a mystery of the grace of God in your life. Come on! Tune in quickly into the mystery of the grace that is here. You will never be the same. Celebration has started afresh in your life. What you were afraid of are now running away from you. Somebody give him the loudest shout of today.
God bless you. Please be seated.
Just breathe your name upon me, breathe.
Let's get to the word.
Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh is your name, breathe, Lord. Just breathe your name upon me, breathe.
One more time.
Just breathe your name.
Just breathe your name.
Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh is your name, breathe, Lord.
Just breathe your name upon me, breathe.
Help us tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. Let's get to the word.
We've been considering a series on prayer, the mystery of prevailing prayer. This is part three. Very quickly, I'll just wrap it up and then we'll have a few minutes to pray. Hallelujah. The Bible lets us know, we discussed from part one, that we've been called into a priestly ministry. Revelation chapter 5 and verse 10 says that we have been made unto our God a kingdom of priests, or kings and priests. And the Bible says that we will reign in the earth. And part of the priestly ministry is that of prayer. Psalm 65 and verse 2 says, O thou that hearest prayer, he says, unto you shall all flesh come. There is a God that hears prayer. In Matthew chapter 21 and verse 13, Jesus whipped all the people who were in the temple buying and selling, and he said, my house shall be called the house of prayer. My house shall be called the house of prayer. Hallelujah. And we did discuss the reasons why we should pray according to scripture. The reasons why we must pray. Number one, we said it is a command. And then number two is one of the strategies for fellowship, growth and transformation, warfare and intercession. A strategy to keep your faith alive. Are we together? And then a platform to make requests and petitions. And then the week before last, we considered a spiritual protocol as far as prayer is concerned. It says, after this manner pray ye, Matthew 6, our Father, please do well to get it, do well to get the teachings and listen very carefully. Our Father who art in heaven, we discussed it. Hallowed be your name, the spirit of reverence, your kingdom come, the priority of God. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory forever and ever. So we considered a spiritual protocol to prayer. Hallelujah. And tonight, I want to talk very quickly as we wrap up the series on three important dimensions of prayer. Prayer was designed to provide a solution to three important areas. We have to not only pray, but understand the ministry of prayer. What does it do? And what are the dimensions that should be captured in prayer? Number one, the first purpose of prayer, and in order of priority, this is one of the most important assignments of prayer, is for fellowship and growth. Primarily, prayer was not just designed as an instrument of warfare and so on and so forth. It was designed for fellowship and growth. A few scriptures, please. Luke chapter 9 from verse 28 and 29. Luke chapter 9 from verse 28 and 29. If you're there, say amen. Amen. And it came to pass about an 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter and John and James and went up into a mountain to pray. And as he prayed, notice carefully, the Bible says the fashion of his countenance was altered and his raiment was white and glistening. These were the things that began to happen to him when he prayed. So there is transformation when we pray. When he spent time praying, he began to change. And then when you read the subsequent verse, the verses after, the Bible says how that the glory of God and descended, and they heard a voice. This is my beloved son. I have glorified him and I will yet glorify him again. Praise the name of the Lord. Growth and fellowship. Most times believers do not know this aspect of prayer. We pray, but most of our prayer
It's just a need-driven prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, and we quickly say one or two things. Thank you. You are the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, in Jesus' name. And then we just push past and then we go straight to our requests. But there are dimensions of prayer that should bring intimacy, fellowship, growth. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, when you read from verse 2 and then verse 4, Paul the apostle was speaking and he said, "He that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, how be it in the spirit he speaketh mysteries." And the Bible calls these mysteries the hidden wisdom of God, that none of these princes knew. For had they known it, the Bible declares that they would not crucify the Lord of glory. And then verse 4 says, "He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth." An architectural term. Builds up himself. When you pray, it provides a platform for fellowship with God and growth. Jude 1 has only one chapter. Verse 20 says, "But ye beloved, building up yourselves." Jude 1. Help us, media. Yes, "but ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith." How? Praying. Building up yourselves on your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Fellowship and growth. Let me tell you this. If you desire to know God and you desire to walk in genuine spiritual power, you must be learn to tap into the fellowship dimension of prayer. There are times, and it is very okay to go to the place of prayer without a prayer request. The prayer request is God Himself. "Lord, I'm here because I love you and I want to know you. I'm not here just because I need things. I'm here because I love you. I want to know you. I want to see your face. I want to call you, Lord. I want to touch you. I want to see your face. I want to know you, Lord." That's what drives you to the place of prayer. "Lord, I'm not just here. I know I need a job. I know I need a child. But primarily, prayer is an opportunity for me to fellowship." And you are on your knees, you are rolling before Him, and His Shekinah just comes to mantle you in that room. You are not asking for things. Come, Sam. Imagine that this gentleman is God, and all you keep doing is just to come and collect things. Every time He sees you coming, "Lord, I need a mic. Thank you for giving me a mic. Lord, I forgot to ask you the other day. I need a book." This is all we do. "Lord, I need. Thank you. Father, I thank you. It's a privilege. I enter your gate with thanksgiving." And while you are dancing, He knows that it's not about Him at all. It's just a ritual, and say, "Get out of the way. I obey you. Now give me." Verses 1, who comes? And while He's stretching His hand, you're saying, "Lord, it's more than your hand this time around. It's your heart that I seek." It is not always about things. There is power in prayer when your desire is God, not just things. "I want to know you. I want to hear your voice. I want to know you more. I want to touch you. I want to see your face. I want to know you more." Can I tell you, some of the most anointed men and women of God on earth hardly ask God for things. When they get into that place of prayer, sometimes you would think they are sleeping for hours. You are almost tempted to wake them, and they wave their hands and say, "Leave this place, I'm not sleeping." It's koinonia. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship, the participation, the sharing together. It is in that place of fellowship. Now it's no longer the issue of God and a believer trying to trust Him. It's a love affair. Eye has not seen, the Bible says. So no amount of revelation can access that dimension, nor ear heard. Neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that God has in store, not for prayer warriors, for them that love him. I'm showing you a very big secret. It is true that believers pray, but 90 to 95% of our prayer is full of needs. In fact, sometimes we even threaten God. Is it because I'm still with you, oh God? It's not like I don't have options. The other day, you are now praying, no? And you are talking to God. The other day, somebody brought a charm and I rejected it. Did you? You know, all kinds of things. Prayer. I want to touch you. I want to see your face. Listen, when he becomes your obsession, not just things, you can want his power. Do you know if you worship the 24 elders, although they are in heaven, it's still idolatry. If you worship the throne, it's still idolatry. It is him that sits on the throne, not the throne. So you must learn to move past all of these things. I have a need, yes. I need things to be done in my life. But Lord, it is you, oh. Very powerful. This intimacy dimension of prayer is what I want to introduce for many people. Because our lives are full of requests. God, give me tea, give me bread. As you are coming, bring this again. If you are not, you are not God. And we try to twist his hand and God is saying, look, it is within my power to bless you. But why don't you focus on me? Many people pray to heaven, not God. Heaven does not answer your prayer. It is the God of the universe, the God of the Bible. You pray to angels, you pray to heaven. That's not the key to answer prayer. Return back to that place of genuine intimacy through prayer. That you can take a fast to pray. And they say, what is the prayer request? And you say, it is God. It is God. I love you. And I just want to know you. Just like that? Is it that you don't have prayer requests? I do. But I love you. I love you with all my heart. I came to let you know that there are many things that try to take your place, but you remain God and God alone. And that sound is rising to heaven. And while he's hearing you, he's taking the prayer request of someone who has been fasting for days and gives you as a gift. And you leave the place of prayer with things you did not pray for, but love brought it to you. Believe me, this is something, I know what I'm talking about. There are times you don't even know what you need. I need you, oh, I need you. Every hour, I need you. Come bless me now, my Savior. There are times I go to God and I say, Lord, I know that I'm a leader. You have trusted me with responsibilities. But this is not about things. It is you that I want. You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. I'm seeking you as a precious jewel, not to give up, I'll be a foe. You are my all in all. Listen to me. When it becomes about him, his name and his glory, not just needs, you have found the key. He said, listen, let me tell you. If you have the hand of God in your life, you will see power, you will see grace, but you will remain a stranger. But when you become the object of his obsession, you will have things you did not even pray for. Love. Love. And then when you come out of that presence, he will not disappoint you. Many people call him names on stage that he does not, they don't call him with those names in the secret. Imagine a man and his wife. I always give this analogy. He doesn't call the wife any nice names. Then suddenly, just because there are visitors, he starts calling her sweetheart, wonderful. She looks at him in a funny way. When did this one start? It's not a name we are used to. This is what many people do on stage. They come on stage as a king, rock of ages, and you can sense the strangeness. You can sense the distance. You know this is not a name they are not used to calling him. Return to the place of intimacy where he becomes your obsession. He becomes your pursuit. Not power, not miracles. Him. That I seek you with all my heart. I will seek you in the morning. I have learned to walk in your ways. For step by step you lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. Number two, very quickly, we are going to pray. The second dimension to prayer is as a spiritual strategy for obtaining promises and making requests. God did not leave us in the dark as to the possibility of obtaining promises and making requests. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 33. Hebrews 11, 33. Who through faith, the Bible says, subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises. We can obtain promises in the place of prayer. Mark chapter 11 from verse 23 and 24. Jesus is teaching on prayer. And he said, verse 24 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, it says, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, 24, it says, believe that thou receivest them, and thou shalt have them. We can obtain promises. We can make requests in the place of prayer. Jonah chapter 2. When I was studying this, I started laughing. I said, Jonah, what an interesting man. Jonah gave us a revelation that you can pray anywhere. The hardest place to pray, I'm not sure there is anywhere as difficult as the belly of the fish. There is no space, yet he prayed, and God had it. So Jonah's life is a big revelation for us. You don't have any excuse as far as convenience is concerned to pray. Jonah prayed in the belly of the fish. Jonah chapter 2 and verse 2, very quickly. I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord. Jonah is speaking. And he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. Verse 3. For thou hast cast me into the deep and in the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about. Thy billows and thy waves passed over me. It says, then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again towards thy holy temple. We're reading down to 9 or 10. Next verse, please. Verse 5. The waters compass me about, even to the soul. The depth closed me round about, and weeds were wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottom of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet thou hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. He's praying now. Verse 7. He says, when my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee, into thy holy temple, from the belly of the fish. Verse 8. He says, they that observe lying vanities forget their own mercy. Verse 9. But I will sacrifice unto thee the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. The result, verse 10. And the Lord spake unto the fish. God doesn't speak to men alone. He speaks to things. And the Lord spake unto my trouble. That a man was praying. And God now said, fish, keep that scripture, please. The Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon dry ground. When the Creator speaks, everything he created has the capacity to hear him. But it does not just hear him because he wants to speak. In the belly of the fish, a man showed you can change situations. I can't do anything about the fish, but I can interact with the Creator. He can tell that fish to do something it must obey. Prayer is powerful. Listen, when you pray, there are times that it's not just the mountain you speak to. The mountain is bigger than you. So you speak to the one who is bigger than the mountain, and he will do the speaking to the mountain. The Bible says, God spoke to the fish. I wonder what he told the fish. But one thing I know is that the fish had, and the fish vomited Jonah on dry ground. It's been 3 days, he stinketh, and he says, roll away the stone. You have requested, and now you will see me as the resurrection and the life. And he said, Lazarus. You know why he called his name? If he said, come forth, every dead person would have come out. He had to pick the one, because that word was going to enter the realm of the spirit. If he just said, come forth, that would be rapture already, immediately. Immediately. So he had to pick the name. Listen. Do you know why I'm telling you this? That means God is aware of every situation. He can call it by name and instruct it, and it must obey. Retrogression. The master speaks. He says, go to a street that divides. You will see a coat that no man has touched. He said, lose it. If any man dares to ask you, don't say you are losing it. You don't have that power. Tell them the master have need of it. We can obtain promises. Petitions can be made in the place of prayer. Luke chapter 18, the Bible says he spake a parable to the end that men ought always to pray. By the way, I didn't want to distract the service, but let's just appreciate Pastor Jerry. Amazing. Hallelujah. God bless you. We'll have some time to greet him after the service. Praise the name of the Lord. Very powerful promises obtained in the place of prayer. Because it means that you are declaring self-sufficiency. Petitions. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be complete. Now let me share with you a mystery. James chapter 4. James chapter 4, please. Apostle James is teaching us something very powerful here. Here's what he says. From whence cometh war and fighting among you? He says, come they not hence, even from the lust that war in your members? We're reading to verse 3. Verse 2. He says, ye lust, that means ye desire strongly, and have not. You even go to the extent of killing because you desire to have and cannot what? Obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not. And the simple reason why you have not is that you ask not. In other words, he's saying, why all the jealousy? Why all the bitterness? I am a giver to all men. Why do you have to go to the extent of making trouble and fighting and being jealous, whereas all that you needed to do was to ask? This is powerful. That means the reason why, when your brother is increasing, when your sister is going forward, are we together? When someone's business is thriving, it is not a cause for jealousy and pain. He's saying it is unnecessary. I am a giver to all who ask. That the same energy it takes to fight and quarrel and backbite and be jealous is the same energy that can be invested in asking, and you will also receive. There is a side effect to not praying. Your life will be full of jealousy and envy and bitterness. You know people that do not pray because they do not have results. And the moment they do not have results, the side effect is jealousy, bitterness. And James is teaching us that there is a structure in the kingdom for all to have their prayers answered. Is she the only one who will have a job? Why five jobs when I have the only one? Do you know, if I was one of the brothers of Joseph, I wouldn't be angry with Joseph. I will go to the father. Is that true? You gave him the coat of many colors. I know you are father to us all. Where is my own version of the coat? It's very simple. So that you now allow the father prove whether it's favoritism or not. But they turned and threw Joseph inside a well. Ye have not because ye ask not. Ye have not because ye ask not. So I can ask in prayer and I can receive. This is a very powerful message of hope. Do not underestimate what can come into your life when you know how to pray. Supernatural dimensions of blessings and promises when you know how to pray. Hallelujah. Now let's finish up that scripture, verse 3. It's going to lead us into something very quickly. It says, ye ask and receive not because you ask amiss. Aha. James is introducing something now, that there is a possibility to still pray and yet your prayer is not answered. Listen carefully. So we have two things we are dealing with here. Number one is prayerlessness. That prayerlessness can bring bitter envy, jealousy and the rest. But it is possible to still pray. And that there is a condition upon which your prayer would not be answered. He called it praying amiss. That ye may consume it upon your lust. Praying amiss. When you do not have, I wrote here, you are liable to be bitter. And then the Bible says you have not because you ask not. It says, ask and you shall receive. And if you do not receive, it is because you have asked amiss. You know what it means to ask amiss? It means to ask with wrong motives. It means to ask out of selfishness and unrighteous agenda. 1 John chapter 5, please, and verse 14. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14. Let's hurry up, we have to pray. The Bible says, and this is the confidence, Koinonia, look up, that we have in him, that if we ask anything, condition, according to his will, he heareth us. So if it looks like your prayer is not being heard and answered, you need to examine the concept of the will of God over that matter. I wish I had time for us to deal with the will of God. John chapter 9 from verse 31, the B part, very quickly, please help us. John chapter 9, it says, now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshipper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. So we see that there is a relationship between answered prayer and the will of God. Believers, pay attention. Just because you are making sounds in Jesus' name does not mean the prayer will be answered. That there is a condition. There is a verification process in the will, in the realm of the spirit, for your prayer to be answered. If your prayer is not consistent with the will of God, the Bible says it is possible that your prayer will not be answered. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 17. Paul was mentoring the church in Ephesus, teaching them to walk circumspectly. And he says, wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. That means the will of the Lord can be understood. Colossians 1 verse 9. Paul was praying over the church in Colossae, and he said, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you. Listen, and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will, and then in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. The knowledge of his will. The knowledge of his will. Look up, please. There are two biblical platforms for knowing and understanding the will of God. Two biblical platforms. Number one is the character of Scripture. The character of God as revealed in Scripture can help us know the will of God. It is not God's desire to allow his will to remain a mystery. He wants us to know his will. Are we together now?
Yeah.
The will of God revealed in Scripture. The will of God revealed in Scripture. I give you an example. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 4. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 4. Please give it to us. The Bible says that God will have all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. That means you don't have to ask, is it the will of God to save sinners? Scripture has revealed his will eternally as far as the salvation of men is concerned and the maturity of the believers to come into the knowledge of the truth. That means every time you find yourself saving sinners or equipping believers, you can be certain that you are in the will of God. The will of God as revealed from Scripture. Are we together?
Yeah.
We use Scripture as the primary basis for learning the will of God. Number two, the will of God was revealed in Jesus Christ. Jesus came as the expression, the image of the invisible God. He was an expression of the will of God. That means you understudy Jesus as a case study, and he becomes a revelation of the will of God. Everything Jesus did and lived for is an expression of God's passion. Everything Jesus did not do and live for is an expression of that which is not consistent with the will of the Father. Listen carefully. When you learn Jesus and when you study Jesus, you grow into the knowledge experientially of the will of God. What did Jesus do? Jesus never saw sinners and left them there. That means it is the will of God that continually will be passionate about the global harvest. Every time people came to Jesus, he showed them kindness. He showed them benevolence. When he saw the hungry, he fed them. The will of God revealed in Christ. Are we together now? The will of God revealed in Christ. The will of God revealed in Christ. Can I tell you this? You can use Scripture and the revelation of Jesus to judge every other platform that communicates the will of God. That includes prophecy. That includes whatever kind of supernatural manifestation. You have the right, based on the authority of Scripture and the revelation of Jesus as revealed again from Scripture, to judge every prophecy. Once it is not consistent with the universal character of the Word, that means the way the Word behaves. You know, one of the reasons why we study Scripture, so that we can have the mind of Christ. What is the mind of Christ? God's way of doing things. This becomes the key to managing the excesses that come with the charismatic move of God. Because the charismatic move of God generally comes with a baggage of excesses. Things that are spiritual, but they are not consistent with God's modus operandi. Don't say it does not matter. There is a difference between prophetic act or prophetic action and nonsense. It's consistent with the will of God. So when I pray and speak to situations and circumstances, I'm not babbling. We see that Jesus spoke to not just people, he spoke to things. So he's consistent with his character. The will of God must be known to give you confidence in prayer. If you do not know the will of God concerning a matter, it is going to be difficult, especially as we approach the third key. Everyone say the will of God. Now, Romans chapter 12 and verse 2 talks about something interesting. I don't want to delve into it so much. But then it says, do not be conformed to this world, is the word aeon, the thinking pattern that comes with this age. It says, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, there are all kinds of theological expressions when it has to do with the will of God. But primarily, there are two. Number one is called the revealed will of God, or what we call the perfect will of God. That which is consistent with his predeterminate counsel. And then number two, there is what we call the permissive will of God. Actions that were not originally designed by him, but are still within the boundary of righteousness, the boundary of God's character, and directly exalt Christ. There are things many times you find in scripture, the Bible says, but from the beginning, it was not so. There are many things that was not so from the beginning. However, still engaging them is within, you are not outside of the jurisdiction of God's character. Now, let me give you an example, and please don't feel bad about this. An example, respectfully speaking, now not to create controversy, is an issue of remarriage. Say, for instance, a man gets married and then he loses a loved one, and now he has to marry again. I do not believe that it may be God's original idea to have in your lifetime maybe multiple persons, but now you are in a situation, are we together now? That person has passed on to glory. And now, based on the provisions that scripture allows, like Abraham, remember, the Bible does not recognize Keturah as far as the blessing is concerned, but he still married her. And the Bible never said it was sin. Sarah was the one connected to him as far as covenant is concerned. Is that true? But a time came, by reason of age, Sarah died. And they saw the man and they needed someone to be by his side to comfort him. So a suggestion came to find Keturah. It was not God's original idea, but it was also not out of the will of God. It was the permissive will of God. Are we together now? He married Keturah and he had other children with Keturah. It was not God's original idea that Israel will have an earthly king. I hope you know that. It was a demand that came from them. And God said, all right, fine. Yet, it was still a prophet of God that always anointed the kings. And they came from God. Yet, it was not God's original idea. Are we together now? It was not God's original idea that Moses would carve the rock that will have the commandments by himself. God came by himself originally and carved the rock. But Moses, in anger, legitimate anger, to the madness of the people he was leading, he grinded it into powder and forced them to drink it. And God said, let's go back to the mountain. This time around, I will only write. You will carve it by yourself. Are we together? Yes. There is the perfect will of God. You see why Jesus was amazing? Because he came as an expression. Everything God wanted was what he was doing. Can you imagine that? God wanted to heal the sick. Jesus was his thoughts, the living logos, the will of God in action. He said, in whom I am well pleased, because of his level of alignment to my perfect will. I do not believe it was God's design for Saul to live his life causing all those trouble before turning around to come and get born again. However, eventually God found him, and he had to go through about 18 years in the wilderness of Arabia. Finally, he comes to become the apostle of the Lamb. Here's how it works. The plans of God can change, but the purposes of God are eternal. You have to know this when it has to do with the will of God. The plans of God change because it is men dependent. The plans of God depend on the cooperation of men and systems to happen. And there are times those systems will not cooperate accurately with God. So he will have to route another strategy. It was possible for Mary to say, I'm not ready to donate my womb. The mother of Jesus on earth will no longer be called Mary. The Holy Ghost will still go around to look for another virgin again. She said, be it unto me. There was no prophecy in scripture that the mother of Jesus will be Mary. In fact, there was no prophecy in scripture that the name of the one who will betray Jesus. There is even no prophecy that this one who comes from heaven will be called Jesus. No. Jesus was an earthly name that was given to him. The name the angel said they will call him is Emmanuel. Did they ever call him Emmanuel? There are footballers today called Jesus. There are Jewish people today called Jesus. His original name is the Word of God. The rider upon the horse, having a name that is written on his thigh, his lap, his name is the Word of God. Are we together? Yes. We mentioned that name Jesus today so that creation will know that the Lord and Christ we're talking about is the one who walked upon the earth bearing that name Jesus. That same Jesus has God exalted today to be both Lord and Christ. This is why when he says in my name, he does not mean in pronouncing J-E-S-U-S. He means with the consciousness of my authority. We mention the name Jesus so that people will know that the one we have placed our faith on is Jesus. Are we blessed? That's why you can find out that a man of God can stand and without saying anything, the demons went. And you're saying he didn't mention, I mean, you didn't say Jesus, yeah, the person just fell down. No, Jesus does not just mean pronouncing J-E-S-U-S. It's walking with the consciousness of that authority. The name is an office. But why do we call the name Jesus? Because he's the one who walked upon the earth and we are directing people to know. There are many that claim to be Lord. There are many that claim to be Christ. But the Lord and Christ we are speaking about is Jesus. In fact, when he asked Peter, who do men say that I am? He never said you are Jesus. He said, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. He didn't say you are wrong. He said, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. Blind Bartimaeus never called him Jesus. He said, thou son of David. He never said you are wrong. Is the reason why we shout Jesus, 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 and nothing happens. Because we are just calling an empty name that anyone on earth can claim. There is no revelation behind it. For many years I called that name and demons still oppressed me. Are we together? I'm not saying to stop calling the name Jesus, but it is more than that name. But we'll keep shouting the name so that they will know that it is Jesus. Which one? The Son of the living God. Bread of heaven sent down from glory. Many things you are on earth. A holy king, a carpenter. You are the living God, the awesome ruler. Gentile Redeemer, God with us, the living truth, and what a friend we have in you. You are the living God, say, Jesus, Jesus. Listen, that's what we call you. Manger born, but on a tree, you died to say, humanity. Oh, 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 you are the leading God. That one who was in heaven called the Word of God. When he came to the earth, they named him Jesus. And that same Jesus today has become Lord and Christ. We know the will of the Father by looking at that one called Jesus. He's an expression
of the will of God. Let's touch on the last one and then we'll pray. What is the last dimension of prayer? Do not forget three dimensions. One, fellowship and growth. Number two, obtaining promises and making requests. And then I add that are consistent with the will of God. Number three, what is the third dimension of prayer? The assignment of prayer, number three, is a platform to make decrees and spiritual legislation. Pay attention. Decrees and spiritual legislation. Job 22 and verse 28. Job 22 and verse 28. Thou shall also decree a thing, and it shall be established, not unto everybody, unto the one who decrees it. The Bible did not say you shall decree a thing and it shall be established to them. It shall be established to thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Thou shalt decree a thing. Thou shalt decree a thing. Do you know what it means to decree? To decree means to make it an ordinance, to set it as a law that cannot be violated. It says, where the word of a king is, there is power. There are three things that make a king a king. Number one, his words. Number two, his crown. Number three, his scepter. If the king does not have these three things, he cannot be called a king. Again, his word, his crown, his scepter. And so the Bible says, where the word of a king is, there is power. Numbers 14 and verse 28. Please read with me if you are a Christian. Ready? One, two, read. Say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as ye have spoken in my ears, so will I do. The Bible says, do not say before an angel, I made a mistake, because they have an assignment to execute what you say. As you have spoken in my ears, as you have decreed, so will I do unto you. Decrees are powerful. We legislate and we create realities in this kingdom on the power of decrees. That means you set in motion things that have no business happening to happen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree, I declare, you say, my path is as a shining light. It shines ever brighter in the name of Jesus, that every obstacle that stands before me clears. You are not just speaking. Brothers and sisters, hear me. Prayer is a platform to make decrees. Prophetic decrees are powerful. They can shift mountains. Romans chapter 4. And verse 17. Romans chapter 4 and verse 17. As it is written, look up please. I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, and even God who quickeneth the dead and does what? Calleth those things which be not as though they were. So I can make decrees and call things into my life. Favor. Open doors, speed, help us. I can command them to arise by decrees. One scripture to demonstrate the power of decrees, Ezekiel 37. Ezekiel 37 from verse 1. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he carried me out in the spirit of the Lord. Look up, please. And he set me down in the midst of the valley, which was what? Full of bones. Bones meant that once upon a time, those people were alive. Something happened and deteriorated them down to the point where they had become bones. And caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, they were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. Very dry means that they had been there for a long time.
Someone's life is about to change. Verse 3. And he said unto me, Son of man, I want to teach you something. Can these bones, halasikata, can this situation live again? And he answered, Lord, even though I'm a prophet, the difficulty in this situation, I do not know if it can change. Only thou knowest. This is a prophet who was in a vision, and yet he did not even believe the possibility of that happening. That's a seriously hopeless situation. And then, verse 4, he said unto me, prophesy. Prophesy upon these bones. Prophesy upon the delay. Prophesy upon the retrogression. Not around it, upon it. And say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Verse 5. And saith, thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter you and you shall live. 6. Now notice this, for the sake of time. Did you notice that God was telling him what to say and the bones did not move? God was telling him what to say and yet the bones were acting as if it was not God talking. Verse 7. So I prophesied, I was commanded, but I did the decreeing. And the moment I prophesied, what did not even happen for God started happening to me. When God was speaking and telling me what to say, you would think the bones should just start acting. He repeated verbatim. The word confess comes from the Hebrew word homologio. It means repeat as you have heard. Repeat. The miracle did not start when Jesus was holding the bread. He gave them as they held it and as they were moving, it started multiplying. I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. And behold, a shaking. And the bones. That means there is a condition where what does not look like can be aligned again. At the instance of prophetic decrees. The Bible didn't say the bones came around. They came together. Just because the situation looks chaotic does not mean order cannot be there. You are brooding over every darkness. You are causing light to shine from dark. You are brooding, yeah, over every darkness. You are causing. Listen, give us that scripture. We're wrapping up. We have to pray. Bones came together to his bone. That means whatever leaves you is still on earth. Just because it left you does not mean it has left the earth. There is a condition where it can return, including time. Verse 8, it says, and when I behold, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them. You see how obedient those bones are? They were never told to leave. They were only told to come together. So they obeyed and stopped there. Where the decree stopped was where the miracle stopped. They were not asked to do more. The realm of the spirit is very obedient. You speak once, it happens once. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. It didn't say let them say so once. Flesh came upon them. The word of God defined the limits of the miracles. The instruction was come together. And they came together and stopped there. And then the Bible says, behold, sinews and flesh came upon them. The skin covered them, but they were... there was no breath because there was no instruction about life. The instruction was for order, not life. So just because you made decree yesterday in your health does not mean your finances will automatically answer. No. One aspect can respond to the decree, but another aspect of your life is waiting for the decree built for it. This is powerful. Next verse, verse 9. Then he said unto me, prophesy to the wind, Son of man, say to the wind, so saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, breathe upon this slain, that they may live. The bones did not hear. Again, verse 10, so I prophesied as I was commanded, and breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Listen to me. When the Bible says we are kings and priests, it is true that there is the capacity to legislate. You may look small, you may look frail, you may look innocent, you may not have the requisite level of education, you may not have the requisite level of intellectual prowess, but there is one thing you have. You can stand in the place of priesthood like a herbalist, locking yourself in a room. You can start programming spiritual realities across your entire horizon and then come out and watch life align to the things you have spoken. This is true. The place of settlement is in the secret place. And then we come out to watch the wonder working power of the spoken word. Unto thee that answers prayer shall all flesh come. Decrease. Decrease. God himself put the earth in motion to a decree. Job 38, don't turn there. He said, where was thou when I decreed to the sea? And I said, thus far have you come and no further shall you go. That means the sea is the way it is today because a decree kept. It was kept there. That means flooding is a voice on earth in fraternity with the realm of the spirit. Programming the sea to move beyond its assigned jurisdiction. Everything that happens on earth that is negative, please hear me. There was someone in fraternity with the realm of the spirit who spoke it to happen. Even the coming of Jesus, it took Anna the prophetess to pray the word to come on earth. He didn't just appear. When she saw him, she said, now my soul can find rest. What I kept decreeing, speaking in the realm of the spirit, has come. Oh, my help has come. Oh, my help has come. Oh, my lifting has come. Ah. Oh, my lifting. Rise up on your feet. In the next 5 minutes, we're going to pray in the spirit. Please be serious. Take the time to pray, generate energy in the spirit. We're praying under a corporate anointing. Lift your voice and begin to pray in the spirit. Lift your voice and begin to pray in the spirit. Shake He spake a parable to the end that men ought always to pray. Are you praying? Pray in the spirit. And Shabakata bakata prakas kata belakata Ebrekato soto prekete belakata ba Shabakata Hallelujah. Are you ready to pray? Prayer point number one, Psalm 3. Psalm 3, please help us, media. Psalm 3 and verse 1. Lord, how they are they increased that trouble me. Many are they that rise up against me. Verse 2. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for you in God. Verse 3. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. Are you ready to pray? Say in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that nothing keeps my head down. In this season, I am lifted supernaturally. Lift your voice and begin to pray. But thou, O Lord, at a shield for me, my glory, the lifter up of my head. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Acts chapter 12. Please give it to us quickly. Acts chapter 12 from verse 4. The Bible says that Peter was kept in prison. And the Bible says they kept him in prison, intending that after Easter, they would bring him out so that the people would kill him. Verse 5. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. What happened? And when Herod would have brought him forth the same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains and the keepers before the door that kept the prison. Verse 7. The Bible says, and behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and light shined in the prison, and they smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. And the chains fell off from his hand. Verse 8. And the angel said unto him, gird thyself and bind up thy sandals. And so he did. And he said unto him, cast thy garment before thee and follow me. Verse 9. The Bible says, and he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but he saw as though he was in a vision. 10. And when they were past the first gate, there were three gates. The first gate brought him out of the prison. The second gate was midway. And the Bible says they came unto the iron gate that leaded to the city. Listen to me. This is the gate that stops visibility. There is a gate that stops the visibility of men. It says the gate leads to the city. Your business can be there, but there is an iron gate. Listen. And the Bible says that this gate opened on its own accord. When that gate opens, the next thing you see is the city. It's the gate that controls influence. Are you ready to pray? In the name of Jesus, every gate standing my way of influence and visibility, I declare be broken right now. Lift your voice and pray. He has broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Yeah. Shakatabakatabakatos. Embrakatakatos. Katabadakatos. Embrakatakatos. Kotoprekatiba. Embrakatakatia. He has broken the gates of bars and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Listen to me. We are going to pray against delay. It was the delay of the bridegroom that made the oil of others to finish. If the bridegroom came early, all 10 of them will see him. They all had oil, but because the bridegroom delayed, the oil of others finished and they missed out. You are going to pray. Lord, bring speed to my destiny. Bring speed to my life. Lift your voice and pray. Speed to my life. Speed to my destiny. Speed to my life. Speed to my destiny. Speed to my business. Speed to my career. Someone is praying. Pray, pray, outside, pray, online, pray, make decrees in the name of Jesus. 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 We are still praying over speed. Look at me. Listen. The unit of destiny is time. God can bring you help speedily. Are we together now? Yes. We are going to pray. The Bible says, and the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah. And Elijah ran on barefoot and overtook the chariots of Ahab down to Jezreel. We are going to pray. Lord, bring speed to my life. Bring speed to my life. Lift your voice and begin to prophesy. Speed, speed, speed. Someone prophesy. Someone declare. Speed to my destiny. Speed to my destiny. Speed to my destiny. Speed to my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 125 verse 3. Psalm 125 verse 3, please. The Bible says the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. Why? Lest the righteous put their hands in iniquity. The rod of the wicked. You are going to command every finger of darkness and evil over your life, your family, your children. You are going to command it to give way. Are you ready? Lift your voice and pray. The rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. Hallelujah. 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 Job chapter 5, please. Job chapter 5 and verse 19. We are praying. Please take this prayer serious. Job chapter 5 and verse 19. Are you ready to read? One, two, read with me. He shall deliver thee in six troubles. Yea, in seven shall no evil touch you. Number one. Next verse, please. In famine, he shall redeem thee from death. And in war, from the power of the sword. Next verse. Thou shalt be hid from the scourging tongues of men. Neither shalt thou be afraid of destruction when it cometh. At destruction and famine, thou shalt laugh. Neither shalt thou be afraid of the beast of the earth. Why? Listen. It says, for thou shalt be in covenant with the stones of the field. That means nobody can use any element of creation to make enchantments against me. You use sand, I have a covenant with the elements of creation that they will not fight me because I was given dominion over them. Say in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare by the power of the Holy Spirit, no enchantment, no divination against my life and my destiny shall thrive. Lift your voice and pray. I am in covenant. I am in covenant. With the stone. I am in covenant. With the stone. I am in covenant with the stone. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 16. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 16. Please read with me. Are you ready? One, two, read. Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace. How long? Always. By all means. If it means clearing the troublemakers out of the way, by all means. If it means making a way, by all means. Lift your voice and say, Lord, by all means, give me peace. 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 Shakata pakoto pakato. E prekete pakoto pakato. By all means, give me peace. By all means, give me peace. Hallelujah. Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of prison to them that are bound. There are people physically, you see them moving, but in the realm of the spirit, the Bible says that they are bound. Next verse. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn in Zion. Verse 3. It says to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees or the oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Verse 4. I receive it for myself. It says, and they shall build the old waste. They shall raise up the former desolations and shall repair the waste cities and desolations of many generations. Verse 5. And strangers. This is where we are getting to. You don't need to know who will help you. Strangers. And strangers shall stand and feed. Listen, listen, listen. Strangers shall stand and feed your flock. It says, and the sons of aliens or foreigners shall be your plowmen. This was what happened to a man called Mephibosheth. The Bible says, and David said, is there any man in the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? And they called a man called Ziba, who had 15 sons. The Bible says he sent him to Lodebar. He said, there is a crippled man called Mephibosheth. Go and fetch the man, the king said. When he came, he said, although you are crippled, even Mephibosheth said, am I a dog that the king will be sending for me? He said, the children of Ziba would plow the land for him. He said, but as for you, Mephibosheth, you will eat with me at my table here forever. Keep that scripture there. Listen, this scripture is a deliverance scripture. Stop thinking the miracle will come through the person you know. It's none of your business how God will bring you the breakthrough. Stop troubling your uncle, your auntie. Every time you are saying, God, visit me, your mind is going to a particular person, that real estate man. Leave God to decide who, like a movie director, let him decide who will come with the blessing. Are you ready to pray? Make decrees in this season. Strangers are feeding my flock. Strangers are feeding my flock. The sons of Eliam are coming to bless me. Hell, prepare blessings rising from everywhere. Hallelujah. Two prayer points and we're done. Are you ready to pray? We're going to pray for Nigeria. How many of you know that we owe a responsibility to pray for this nation? You see the happenings around this nation? The church should not be silent. It's not about going around to make all kinds of unguarded statements. Our assignment is to pray. Pray like believers with intelligence. It said, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper who love you. We are going to pray. We cannot fold our arms and allow the devil to continue to destroy people. You heard the testimony of our dear auntie here? The precious daughter just came out of her school, and these wicked, evil people entered a car, and that's how they carried her. Killed other innocent people. Whoever digs a pit for you, I stand by my God and I declare they must enter that pit. Hallelujah. Now listen. Haman was plotting the annihilation of the Jews. And he was clearly cooperating with Vashti. And God needed to remove Vashti. And when God brought Esther, Esther forgot her assignment. And she was enjoying the palace. And Mordecai sent a warning. That warning is for all of us. Every time you hear trouble somewhere, don't say it's still far. Don't make the mistake of Esther. Mordecai said, do not think when they are done with us from afar, you will be spared. The moment you hear that there is trouble anywhere, you owe a responsibility to stay the power of hell. Don't just say, I am secured. Esther knew that if she kept quiet, one day they would discover she were a Jew and they would kill her. And she took the risk. I'm going to meet the king. Even without his invitation, if I perish, I perish. One of the things I'm praying and trusting that God will do to the body of Christ is to help us to rise to that point of maturity where we are able to take the corporate burden of the body, even if personally there is nothing wrong with us. Are we together? When you hear that there is an accident, you don't just say, oh, the members of my church were protected. It is a cry for everybody. Are we together now? You must be able to hide your individualism so that the corporate good of the body will speak. So just because nothing happened to your business during the pandemic, just because you are okay, just because you have security forces around your house, does not mean you should negate the fact that our nation needs help. As responsible believers, part of the ministry of priesthood is to stand and midwife deliverance and say, no, Lord, it cannot happen, not in our lifetime. This kind of evil that plagued the nations, we must stand as priests. Are we together? For a very long time, we have been largely very selfish. Once trouble does not come near you, you read the news and say, oh, that's fine. It is them. Once it is not your child that is kidnapped, no problem. No. We are going to pray in 1 minute. Cry to the God of heaven. Father, we declare, let the angels be released over Nigeria. Let the angels be released over this nation. We declare peace. We declare safety. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me make decrees over our lives now. Decrees are powerful. Hallelujah. Prophetic words don't only reveal, they create. They make what is not there to be there. We can call the things that be not and make them to appear. We can call the favor that be not and make it appear. We can call the lifting that be not and make it appear. Are you ready to pray? In the name of Jesus, who is the Son of the living God, I decree and declare, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, every door that has refused to open over your destiny, I declare, let it be open right now. Let it be open right now in the name of Jesus. Everywhere the helpers of your destiny are, men instructed by God to hold your hand and lift you. I don't care where they are across this nation and around the globe. I stand by the voice of prophecy and I command them to show up in your life. 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 Listen to me. Every strange pattern, an occurrence in any family, cycles of negative things that keep repeating themselves, I stand by the God of heaven and I come by the rod of a higher priesthood. I break those patterns now. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. The Bible says the mom bore him in sorrow and named him Jabez. And for a while things would not go well in his life. And one day he said, oh, that thou wouldest bless me and enlarge my coast. Is someone ready to pray? Listen, God is a God of increase. It is the will of God that you keep moving from glory to glory, not that you become stunted in one position. I pray for you. In the name of Jesus, expand. Expand to the left. Expand to the right. I'm praying for you by the power of the Holy Ghost. Expand to the east. Expand to the north. Expand to the south. Expand to the west. Expand overseas. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's decree favor. In the name of Jesus Christ, the kind of favor you have not seen in your life, I stand by the God of heaven, if you can believe it, I declare, between now and next week Sunday, return with a fearful testimony of favor. I speak it from the depth of my spirit. Return with a fearful testimony of favor. We shift systems, we shift structures, and I command favor. I declare favor. I command favor. I declare favor. Can I pray for your spiritual life? Everything that has killed your hunger and your passion for the things of God, you used to pray in the night, but now you sleep all till the day. There is a spirit of slumber that wants to eat up your destiny, because a new season is about to open for you. So the devil does not want you to stay in the place of prayer. Receive an impartation of the grace, the spirit of prayer and supplication in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen to me. Hear me. We are wrapping up. I'm speaking to you prophetically. There are many of you, seasons are about to open in your life. But listen, listen. The devil wants to use offense to kill those seasons. Beware. One of the traps of Satan when seasons are about to open is that he uses offense. Everything offends you. Your husband, your wife, your children, your boss. Make up your mind that your joy will remain, because it is with joy you draw out of the wells of salvation. I declare joy unspeakable. Joy unspeakable. Full of glory. Joy unspeakable. Full of glory. Joy unspeakable. Full of glory. Hallelujah. Let me pray for those in business. I believe in the power of the Holy Ghost, and I believe in miracles. I don't care how it has been before now. In the name of Jesus, who is the Son of the Living God, what has refused to work in your hands, go back right now and watch wonders happen. Go back right now and watch wonders happen. Go back and watch wonders happen in the name of Jesus Christ. And whatsoever he doeth prospers. Whatsoever he doeth prospers. One last prayer for tonight. There is something called honor. See, you can respect yourself, but you cannot honor yourself. It takes another person to confer honor upon you. Honor is a grace that is transferable. He said, thou shalt find Joshua, in whom the spirit is upon, and he says that thou shalt lay your hands upon him, and then he says you shall take some of your honor and you shall give to him. Honor is transferable. The cure for shame and the cure for reproach, in the name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare, may this mantle of honor, the grace that distinguishes you even among your contemporaries, may that grace rest upon you now. May that grace rest upon you now. May that grace rest upon you now. Wave your hands to Jesus and give him praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, very quickly, I want to make an altar call. 2 minutes. Our time is fast spent. You are here listening inside the main auditorium and all the overflows down to the basement and outside, and then those following from any part of the world, the nations. You are here and you are saying, Apostle, give give me an opportunity to make Jesus Lord of my life. It is the will of God that all men come to salvation. Or, please, let's minimize movements. And you are here, you are saying, Apostle, I want to rededicate my life to Jesus Christ. If you are here, we have just 2 minutes for you. Please, I like you, those who are here and then outside, I like you to make your way and come right here in front here. I want to pray for you. Celebrate them. There are people coming. Don't be ashamed. Leave your seat and come to Jesus. Leave your seat. Come to Jesus. He can give you a new beginning. All who are in the overflow, just walk to your the front of your screen or wherever it is. Quickly, please. You can stand for space. You can just stand up. Come to Jesus. It gives you a new beginning. If you're still coming, come. Win that war tonight. Win that war tonight. Come to Jesus. For everyone who will come to him, he will in no wise cast away. Come to Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, for those who are in front, if you're joining them, please join quickly. And then all those who are at the overflows, I salute you and I celebrate you for coming. It is the noblest decision you can make in this side of God's kingdom, to hand your life over. That exchange, his strength for your weakness, his life for death. Lift your right hand. Please join them quickly. God bless you as you're coming. Lift your right hand and all of you, please say after me. You're not just reciting a poem. Jesus is here. Say, Lord Jesus. One more time, say, Lord Jesus, I believe in you that you are the Son of God. Tonight, I have heard your word. I declare that Jesus is Lord of my life. I declare that Jesus is my Savior and my King. I declare that eternal life is now in my spirit. I am a child of God. I receive the grace to walk in victory. The power of sin, the power of Satan, the power of the grave is broken over my life. From today, I walk in newness of life, forward ever and backward never. In Jesus' name. Keep the hands lifted. Father, thank you. Young and old, you have brought them all to yourself. I thank you for revealing your love and your compassion even to these ones. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, according to the authority of Scripture, that they are recipients of the life of God. From today, I declare that the grace to go forward, the grace to excel is yours. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ.
We believe you are mightily blessed. To connect with the ministry and get more from Apostle Joshua Selman, follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Koinonia ENI. To stream Koinonia Live,
go to mixella.com/koinonia-radio and download the teachings on koinoniadownloads.org. For questions and inquiries, call 0814-721-4444 or 0907-777-7853. We love and celebrate you.